difficult yesterday trying to understand the application of the melacha of gozeis when a person is cutting his hair, is cutting his nails. So we know the Gemara said explicitly you don't want to tie for this. So the question is whether this statement of the Gemara is dependent upon the view of Rabbi Yehuda that melacha shenis yirka laguf is chayav. According to Tosfos, the entire chiyuv gozeis in terms of haircuts and nail cutting is going to be subject to the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that melacha shenis yirka laguf is chayav, the person who carries out the mace, even though he doesn't really want to use the mace, is still considered to be chayav. And then similarly, the person who cuts his nails, cuts his hair, is also going to be chayav, even though the goal is not to use the nails of the hair, but rather to remove them. And the Nochanavi according to Tosfos, if you paskin malacha, like most of the Rishonim do, you're going to be Shimon, then malacha shenis gufa is in fact pater. Then the corollary of that statement will be that getting a haircut is only a derabanan, cutting your nails is only a derabanan, you can't paskin a deraisa because it's not tzrich l'gufa. So we said the other Rishayat said the Ramban disagrees. Ramban redefines malacha shenis tzrich l'gufa and says, but even though it's technically ain't a tzrich legufa vis-a-vis the hair of the nails, but it is tzrich legufa vis-a-vis the person. He's accomplishing something, he's gaining something concerning himself, that he himself is looking nicer. And that also suffices to be called a malacha ha-tzricha legufa. The only problem is that we weren't quite sure how that fits together with the malacha of kotzer, because the Gemara seems to say that the only time that a person is chayav for kotzer is when the person is tzorach le'etzim. So we had a Tosfos who talks about that, is that either David would be the main Rabbi Shimon, but it seems to be that vis-a-vis the malach of kotzer, that if a person is kotzer, but eidot tzorach le'etzim, he would not be chayav. So we weren't quite sure why is that different. The person who's kotzer, the eidot tzorach le'etzim, he's doing it to improve the tree, he's doing it to enhance the tree that's being left behind. What's the difference between enhancing the tree that's left behind or enhancing the person's body that's left behind? We were kind of stuck at that point. We shouldn't feel bad because we're not the only ones that are stuck at that point. But that's somewhat of a difficult machine to say Ramban. So I call upon him, we had two different approaches yesterday to this sugya. We have Tosfos' approach that the whole haircuts, nails, are really only the Rabbanan, according to the Shimon. We had the Ramban who disagreed. There is a third possibility, and that is the view of the Rivash. So the Rivash walks a very fine line between Tosfos and the Ramban. So the Rivash says that yes, we are bound by the definitions of Malacha Shenis Yirka L'Gufa. We should follow the regular rules of Malacha Shenis Yirka L'Gufa. And Tosfos is 100% right that a person who gets a haircut or cuts his nails really should not be subject to the Issa Malacha Deraisa, because Malacha Shenis Yirka L'Gufa really should apply. But says the Rivash, where does all of Malacha Shenis Yirka L'Gufa emanate from? Presumably it emanates from the Mishkan. It has to be like the Mishkan, just as like in the Mishkan, they carried the boards to use them. So too, if you carry a sefer, you're chayav. If you carry a mace, you're potter. So each and every malacha, you have to go back to the suast of Mishkan. Says the Rivash, well, what was the purpose of the malacha of gozeis in the Mishkan? What was the suast? We know the suast. We learned the whole singing about shearing wool last week. So everybody knows that they shear the wool in order to use the wool to dye the wool, to make the bikuna, to make the tchelet, etc. So comes the Rivash and says, yes, that's true. That's one of the purposes of shearing wool. But there was another application of the Melacha of Gozeis in the Melacha of Mishkan itself. And where was that? Well, they had to prepare animal skins. They had to make the tchoshim, they had to use the animal skins to cover the top of the Mishkan. Says the Rivash, when they were covering up the Mishkan with pots of the Mishkan with animal skins, they weren't going to cover it with animal skins that were full of hair. Obviously, they were going to remove some of the hairs from the animal skin. So that was also Malacha of Gozeis, removing the hairs. Now what was the purpose of that removing the hairs? They weren't going to use the hairs for anything. They were going to remove the hairs for what purpose? For the explicit purpose of beautifying the skin. That was the goal. They wanted to make the skin nice and clean, nice and pretty to be able to use for the Mishkan. So they were removing hairs that had been growing in order to beautify the skin that were left behind. So says the Rivash, if you think about it, that's exactly why you're going to get a haircut. You're going to get a haircut to remove the hair on your head to make the rest of your face look nice. While you're cutting your nails, nails are too long, so they don't look so nice. You're trying to remove them, but your nails, but your fingers should look nice again. So comes the Rivash and says, that's a malacha, tzricha legufa. It's only a malacha, tzricha legufa, because that's exactly what they did in the Mishkan. So there were really two different tracks of gozeis in the Mishkan. So number one, they did gozeis to use the wool. That was classic gozeis. And they also did gozeis in order to beautify the skin, that which was left behind. So basically what the Rivash is saying is that Tosfos in theory is right, that you have to look at the rules of Malacha Shenis Yirka L'Gufa, But Tosis' conclusion is there was only one track of gozes in the Mishkan, only for the purpose of the wool. So the Rav Ash disagrees with that. On the other hand, even though the Rav Ash ends up on the same team as the Ramban, that they both end up holding that getting haircuts and cutting nails is a Dilaisa, they're coming to it for a very, very different reason. According to the Ramban, we didn't invoke the imagery of Mishkan. According to the Ramban, I don't care what they did in Mishkan. According to the Ramban, I have to declare objectively, this is Tzrichla Gufa and Tzrichla Gufa. So the Ramban just expanded the definition of Tzrichla Gufa. Gufa doesn't only mean the wool coming off, it even means the body left behind. But not maybe with the Mishkan. Did they cut off the hairs of the Tchashim in the Mishkan? I have no idea what said the Ramban. Maybe they did, I have no idea. It's irrelevant. Because we could still label it on our own, based on our own svar, based on our own understanding, that it could also be labeled as Malacha Tzrichla Gufa. So the nuance of a machlokes here between the Rav Ash and the other Rishonim as to how much of an emphasis are we putting on Mishkan. In order to, the Rav Ash was only willing to commit this to be a Malacha Tzrichla Gufa if he could find the precedent in the Mishkan. So this idea that we're focusing on the Mishkan, this really is a machlokes of Rishonim in terms of the very definition of Malacha Tzrichla Gufa. I said 2 minutes ago that doesn't all of Malacha Shehazir Gufa revolve around Mishkan? So the answer is not necessarily. It's actually Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos earlier in Masechta Shabbos. The way I presented Malacha Shehazir Gufa, the way I usually present it, is like Tosfos, that Tzrich Gufa means, how did they do it in the Mishkan? You got to go back to the history books and figure out what did they do in the Mishkan. If you are mimicking that purpose, that's called Tzrich Gufa. If you're doing it for a radically different purpose, that's called Eved Tzrich Gufa. That's like the Rav Ash's idea, that we look at the Mishkan, and the Rav Ash said that, by the way, in the Mishkan, they did it for multiple purposes. But there are other Rishonim, notably Rashi, and other Rishonim, earlier in the Masechta Shabbos, who say that's not really what Malacha Shehazir Tzrichla Gufa means. Malacha Shehazir Tzrichla Gufa doesn't mean you go back to the Mishkan and figure out what they're doing in the Mishkan. Mishkan is used to define what the processes were. Mishkan is used to create 39 main categories of its Malachas. Once I've determined that this is a Malacha, I don't have to go back to the Mishkan to look what the purpose of the Malacha is. What I have to do is as follows. I have to look and ask myself the following question. Am I doing a malacha that I really wanted to happen in the first place? I have a sefer. I really want to get to use the sefer. My goal is to get to use the sefer. That's the malacha tzrichla gufa. My goal is not to get the garbage out of the house. I would have been much happier if there wouldn't have been garbage in the first place. Says Rashi, malacha tzrichla gufa means anytime I'm doing a malacha as a response to something negative. I didn't really want this situation to arise. Nebuch, I have garbage. At the end of a big kiddush, I have garbage. I got to get the garbage out of the house. I would have been much happier if garbage wouldn't have existed in the first place. So comes Rashi and says, that's called Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. According to Rashi, it has nothing to do with Mishkan. It's not the model. You don't have to learn Hilchas Mishkan to figure out whether it's Tzricha L'Gufa or not. You have to just assess Malacha by Malacha. Is it fundamentally something the person desired, or it's fundamentally something the person is, he's in the removal mode. He's not in the positive constructive mode, he's in the removal mode. So Kofanim, we have three different shittas in the Rishonim now. How to look at gozes. How to look at gozes specifically as it relates to haircuts and cutting nails. According to Tosfos, it fails. According to Tosfos, it's a Malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa, subject to the Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Both according to the Ramban and the Rav Ash, it is not dependent upon Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Cutting hair and nails can be chayav l'chol ha'deos, but for different reasons. According to the Ramban, because it's called Tzricha L'Gufa, because I want it to enhance myself, not because that's what they did in the Mishkan. They did it, didn't, I don't know. But just because I want it, that's called Tzricha L'Gufa. And according to the Rav Ash, it's only called Tzricha L'Gufa, because the fact is, that's what they did in the Mishkan. So the question is, how do we pass in the Loch? Now it comes to a real shalom of mice, cutting hair and nails, this is the rice, this is the abomin.
According to the Ramban, I take out the garbage because I want to improve the smell in my house.
That touches on the strange question between what's the difference between kosher and gozes. How come the Ramban was willing to extend Malach of gozes back and say gozes is not just based on the hair coming off, it also depends on that which is left behind? Whereas by kosher he didn't do that. So we didn't really have clarity to that. So if we were going to get clarity to that question, then we have to plug it into the other 37 Malachas. But I have to disappoint you that I don't have clarity in the first case. I'm not sure we'll be able to apply it properly. So how do we pass in Malach on the Shaila? So we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and the fifth of the Marmar Kavos. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Meh and Sif Aleph. Osir Litel Sairo Tziparnov Bein V'yad Bein V'kli Bein L'yatzpo Bein V'yacherim V'chayev Al-Beis Al-Shtei Sairos. So says the Shulchan Aruch, one is not allowed to cut one's hair, one's not allowed to cut one's nails, you can't do it for yourself, you can't cut somebody else's hair, you can't cut somebody else's nail, everything is also. So the chayev of Al Shtei Cyrus, comes to Shulchan Aruch and says that you are chayev for cutting two hairs. That's the shear, we'll see in a little while where that's from. That's the shear, that's the amount of being chayev on Shabbos. Chayev of Cyrus. From the fact that the Shulchan Aruch uses the word chayev, we know the word chayev is always a giveaway, that it's an issa d'oraisa. If the Shulchan Aruch held it was only an issa d'rabbanan, he would have said asur, or potter of al asur. So the word chayev means chayev ila, chayev kos, chayev chatas, always is an absolute statement that one is chayev, it's an issa d'oraisa. So what is the Shulchan Aruch telling us by telling us that it's a d'oraisa? Well, he's telling us that haircuts and nail cutting is a d'oraisa. So what do we make of that statement? So there was a major machlokes to Gedolei the Poskim, what exactly the Shulchan Aruch meant to be machriya in that shaila. So the Magen Avraham had a big problem with reading the Shulchan Aruch, because the Magen Avraham was reading the Shulchan Aruch through the eyes of the Baalei Tosfos. So Tosfos said that the chiyuv haircuts and nail cutting is all dependent upon Malacha Sheyetzich LeGufa, and the Magen Avraham was working with the assumption that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Malacha Sheyetzich LeGufa is potter, because that is the view of most, the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim. The dissenting view is still the Chashuv, the dissenting view of the Rambam, but the 95% of the Rishonim hold that Malacha Sheyetzich LeGufa is potter, so the Shulchan Aruch most probably held that way also, and there are indications of that in other places in Shulchan Aruch. Now the Magen Avraham is faced with a dilemma, how to read this Shulchan Aruch. On the one hand, the Shulchan Aruch is clearly saying Chayev. On the other hand, Tosfos said, you're only Chayev if you hold Malach Sheyetzich LeGufa is Chayev. And the Shulchan Aruch himself seems to paskin Malach Sheyetzich LeGufa is potter in other places. That's a triple stira. So the Magen Avraham has the Shulchan Aruch, Mamash the Chechbein. How could the Shulchan Aruch say Chayev if Chayev depends upon Rabbi Yehuda, and the Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't paskin Rabbi Yehuda? So what's going on? So Mitai Chamri Akusha, because of this difficulty, the Magen Avraham gave what we call, like, you know, Kimta Teretz in the Shulchan Aruch, that Hochav Mayaskin, and the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the following. You have no choice, says the Magen Avraham. When the Shulchan Aruch says Chayev, and let's not forget, the Shulchan Aruch is not really interested in telling you who's Chayev Skila today. He's sitting in Tzfat in the 1500s, no one's Chayev Skila, no one's bringing a Korban Chatas today. Shulchan Aruch really wants to tell you what's Asa, what's Mutter. It's just that in passing, sometimes we'll use the harsher phrase of Chayev, but it doesn't make all that much of a difference. Says the Magen Avraham, what the Shulchan Aruch meant to say is as follows. In theory, getting a haircut is a deraisa. In theory, cutting nails is a deraisa. Not every case is going to be a deraisa. When is it going to be a deraisa? Says the Magen Avraham, Hochav Mayaskin, in the following case. If you're cutting your hair in order to make a sheitel, if you're cutting your hair in order to save the hair for something, that's called the deraisa. That's called the malacha tzvich legufa. The 99.9% of the time when a person is getting a haircut and they're not collecting the hair, or they're cutting their nails, and I couldn't think of possibly what they would do, want to connect their nails for, the person is not collecting the nails. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, Irochinami, in those normal cases, you'll talk to the potter. I, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, is very dachuk, because the Shulchan Aruch just says straight out, chayev. So it says the Magen Avraham would argue, it doesn't make a difference anyway. Lemais, it's also anyway. It's a deraisa, what's the difference? The Shulchan Aruch is just starting off with a heading and saying, getting haircuts and nail cutting is a potential deraisa. Is it really a deraisa? Case by case. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, depending upon whether it's being done with Zvich Leguf or not.
I think we touched with it because of Asur Mitzol.
Yeah, but the only problem is that the Chayev.
But the Chayev is coming to, like,
find
okay,
out
the situation.
Okay, maybe. It could be. But notwithstanding the fact that we would have expected Shulchan Aruch to be a little clearer in this presentation, there's a big problem with this Magen Avraham. Besides the dochuk in the sense of that Shulchan Aruch is talking about one out of a thousand cases, there's a big problem with the Shulchan Aruch. The big problem with the Shulchan Aruch, according to this reading, is as follows. If you go back to the first of the Rambam Kamos, so the Gemara at the end of the first of the Rambam Kamos, it's three lines from the bottom. This is the source where the Shulchan Aruch got the idea of two hairs from. So Tanya Namiyachi, it's three lines from the bottom in the first Maram Makom. In Shabbos Taridan Ramezi of a Braisa, Tanya Namiyachi of Braisa tells us, Hanot Amalopi Hazug B'Shabbos Chayev. If a person removes the amount of hair, it's called literally the amount of hair on the scissors, Malopi Hazug. What in the world does that mean? The Kama Malopi Hazug Shtayim. So the Tanakama, the Rabbanan, and the Braisa say, That's a poetic way of saying two hands. That's the Chazal spoke, the amount that a scissors cuts, two hands, whatever that's called. So if you cut two hairs, you chayev. Rabbi Eliezer Oma Achas. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, one hair is also chayev. So we have a technical machlekes atanoim, how much hair constitutes a chiyuv on Shabbos. It's quite possible that even according to the Rabbanan, it would still be asur min haTorah even to cut one hair. It may be called, what's called chatzi shir asur min haTorah. But in order to be chayev, there has to be a shir shon, there has to be a full amount. So you have a technical machlekes atanoim. How much qualifies as a significant amount for Shabbos? According to the Rabbanan, two, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, one. Umodim chachamim Rabbi Eliezer, b'malachet levanis v'tav shchoros shafilu achas chayav. But even though the chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say that one hair is not enough to be chayav, every once in a while there's a case where even cutting one hair would be chayav. When is that? If a person has black hair, he's got one white hair that bothers him. So he wants to remove that white, it doesn't look nice. He wants to get rid of that one right here. So if he's malakit levanas tav shcharos, even though it's only one hair, he would be chayav. Why did that change the halacha? The answer is very simple. Where did the shear of two hairs come from? What kind of halacha is that? The only chayav if you have two hairs. So the answer is that everything in the Shabbos reflects an idea of chashivos. Let's say if a person carries on Shabbos, so the Mishnah says, if you carry a very, very small amount of water, the amount no one would be able to drink anyway, so then you potter on Shabbos. If you carry a normal amount, see, whatever the shear is, you carry a certain amount of water that people would use, people would drink, then you're going to be chayav on Shabbos. The Mishnah says a person carries a little piece of wood on Shabbos, and it's such a small amount that nobody would ever use, you potter. If you carry a larger amount that people would tend to use, then you chayav. In each balach and Shabbos, there has to be a certain degree of chashivos there. It has to be something that's significant. So Rabbi Eliezer held one hair is another chashuv, and the chacham said one hair, one hair, two hairs already, ready multiple hairs. That's already a double chashuv. But when did the chacham insist that you need two hairs to create chashivos? That's when objectively it's not really so important. If what's the difference? One hair really is nothing. Two hairs is already more chashuv. But what if I have a situation where there's a certain factor present that grants chashivos even to the one hair? Even the one hair now means something to me. I.e. the person, he's plastic at the one. He noticed that first gray hair, the fault, the first one. So he's trying to get rid of that gray hair. So for him, that's very important. So what he is lacking in terms of objective quantity, he has in terms of subjective quantity. It means for him, the one gray hair is very, very important. So he's trying to get rid of that one gray hair. So that's what the Chum say to Rabbi Eliezer. We who insist you have to have two hairs to be chayav, we're made it to you, we can see to you that if it's the lack of the levanus of shchayres, then even the one hair is sufficient. And then just as an aside, the Gemara continues on the first of the Rambam Kabbos, v'dovet af b'chol osur. By the way, the Gemara says you shouldn't be doing this on Tuesday either, mishum shenem alos yubash gevus imatisha, because you're not supposed to be doing women types of things, since that's considered to be a womanly type of act, to be so careful. Most men don't care so much if one gray hair, then they go crazy. But a woman gets very upset about it, so if the man goes ahead and removes the gray hair, that's considered to be another deraisa of Layubash Gavin. But again, we're not learning that sugya right now. We're learning the sugya of Shabbos right now. So the Gemara is drawing this distinction between one hair versus two hairs. Usually the amount that's necessary to be chayiv is two hairs. Every once in a while, one hair can suffice. This halacha, that one hair is the equivalent of two hairs, if you're doing it for the purpose of getting rid of the gray hair, says to be halacha, if you hold that the only reason why you're chayiv on Shabbos for removing hair is because you're going to use the hair, like the Magen Avraham Limpshat in the Shulchan Aruch, so then what in the world is the difference whether it's gray hair, black hair, green, it doesn't matter what the hair is. If the goal of Malachas Geizes is to use the hair, so then why should the fact that you're Malachit Levanas Tuch Shchoros, why should that change the shear? If you hold that the Malacha is called the beautifying of your head, like the Malacha is going to try to convince you, like the Rivash in a moment. If you say the Malacha is Nikra al Shem, what's left behind, then I understand the Chumim very, very well. If you're removing two hairs from your head, and they're not necessarily gray hairs, so one hair, removing one hair from your head, doesn't change you all that much. 2 years already, that's already more Chashim. So that's what the Gemara is qualifying and saying, that if the malacha is determined by what's left behind, that I'm giving myself a nice, pretty hair, I'm making myself look pretty, one hair is not enough. Two hairs is enough. But if the one hair is a gray hair, so what it's lacking in terms of quantity, it's making up in terms of quality. The fact that I'm removing one gray hair, that's making things better. But if the goal of malachas geizes, like Tosha says, is to get a sheitel, I want to use the hair to use it for something, like the Magen Avraham is saying pshat in the Tosfos, is saying pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, So then, what's the difference? One here, whether it's gray, one here, whether it's brown. The malach is not nikur what's left behind. The malach is determined by what I'm going to use. I'm going to use one hair. One hair is not called using. So comes the Be'alach and says, the Shulchan Aruch is not bad according to the Magen Avraham, the first line of the Shulchan Aruch. So we go back to the fifth of the Mamakamos. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says, Asa lito sairo tiparam. One is not permitted to remove either hair or nails. Baby yavir b'kli, baby yasir l'chem chayev, ashtay sairos. So the Shulchan Aruch would have just stopped at that point. Okay, you know, we would have said, all right, well, it's a dochok pshat, the Magen Avraham saying, it doesn't really say it, but yeah, we would have let it go. But the next line, Umalaket Levadish Dachshkaris Rav Yachas Chayav. The Shulchan Aruch says the word Chayav. Chayav here means Chayav. Chayav means a deraisa. Why is it a deraisa? It's only one hair. But I'm making my head look better. But that's Malach Shechir Lagufa. Beautifying my hair, that's beautifying my head that's left behind, is the Malach Shechir Lagufa. How can that change? How can that determine what the amount of hairs is? So Mr. Chaymer HaKushya, the Be'alach says he can't accept this pshat in the Magen Avraham. Very, very different pshat in the Magen Avraham. So what is the next possible pshat? What is the next possible pshat in the Shulchan Aruch if you're going to reject the Magen Avraham? So come to Bir HaGra and says something startling within the Shulchan Aruch. So it's a long, long Be'alach here. I didn't quote we didn't read the whole thing inside, but you have a lot of time on your hands. So it's a long Be'alach. It's us, the bottom, the continues over here. So the Be'alach goes through each one of these shaitas. So comes the Be'alach and quotes from the Bir HaGra that the Gra was so bothered with this kasha. How in the world can the Shulchan Aruch say chayav if it's Malach Shetzik Legufa? Says the Bir HaGra, it must be that the Shulchan Aruch was machriya, the Shulchan Aruch paskin, believe it or not, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malach Shetzik Legufa is in fact chayav against the view of most of the Rishonim. How could the Shulchan Aruch pass against most of the Rishonim? So it's not that surprising, because the Shulchan Aruch in Harka B'Kodesh usually follows the Shittas HaRambam. Now, every once in a while, the Rambam is against the most of the Rishonim. So then Shulchan Aruch has to decide, should we still stick with the Shittas HaRambam, or should we defer to most of the Rishonim? So here, claims the Gra, Shulchan Aruch was loyal to the Rambam to the very end. The Rambam paskin against all the other Rishonim. The Rambam's, the Machlokes Rishonim had to read the Maskanas like Gemara Masechet Shabbos. The Rambam's conclusion was that like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malach Shetzich Legufa is in fact Chayav. So claims the Gra, the Shulchan Aruch followed suit. And that's why Shulchan Aruch had no qualms to say Chayav al Shnei Sairos, Malach Mitoch Levanos, Ach Filach Et Chayav. That the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Malach Shnei Gufa is in fact Chayav. Now that's quite a statement, because that could impact the other 38 Malachas as well. This is a very, very good, who am I to, far be it from me to disagree with the Bir HaGra, but the later poskim, including the Bir HaLacha, pointed out that it doesn't seem to be the Shittas of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and other Siman and other areas of the Chashabbos refers to the Rambam, but refers to the other Rishonim as well, and doesn't seem to side with the Rambam in other areas of the Chashabbos. So this is also a difficult shot in the Shulchan Aruch. So far we're going 0-2. We have the statement of the Shulchan Aruch, Yechayev, Chayev, Chayev. We're not quite sure why. According to Tosfos, you should be Potter. So either you have to say like the Magen Avraham shot, that Hacham HaSkini is using the hair and nails, with all the difficulties, both in terms of Metzias and Halacha, or you have to follow the Shittas HaGra, that the Shulchan Aruch here is really, really quoting the Shittas HaRambam, which is difficult, doesn't seem to fit into context in other areas of the Hilchos Shabbos. Is there anything left for us? Any pshat that's easier for us to read? So this long Bir HaLacha says, what he thinks the emes of pshat is, after rejecting the Magen Avraham, and rejecting the Gra, so he says he thinks what the emes is, Vinei Arivosh. If you take a look, at the 8 lines or so from the top, the chanal is the first word on the line. Vinei Arivosh must have been Shin Sari Dalet. Kosav. The Melechas HaGaziza Chashiva Melecha LeKuleyama Afilu Ein Tzarech LeAseya. That the Melecha of Gozes applies even if you don't need the hair. The Gaziza Haisa B'Mishkan Shlo Tzarech HaTzemer VeAseya. That they did Gozes in the Mishkan, as we said before, even though they didn't need the wool or the hair. Or just to beautify the skins. Or as the chashim, the alkein chayev kosher l'tzarech gufan. Af avisha eino tzarech l'seir u'malacha tzrich l'gufi ad kam l'shono. Then he quotes that it wasn't only the Rivash who said it, because the Ran was the Rebbe of the Rivash. He said it also in Masechta Shabbos. And then if you skip down to the first one line of Shei Sha'er, about 3-4 lines after that, Ve'ev shaloma, in the middle of the line, ve'ev shaloma shezeo dasa tor v'shulchan aruch. He says, that must be what the Shulchan Aruch, what the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are driving at. So says the Bir Halacha, this is the simplest pshat of the Shulchan Aruch, namely, that denied the Tosfos, ejected the Tosfos. Tosfos is the one who connected the chiyuv of gozeis, the haircuts, and malacha she'etzichem and gufa being chayav apotor. Says the Bir Halacha, it's not true that the Magen Avraham is going in that line of reasoning and the Gro is going in that line of reasoning, but the emissary of the Arkel says to Bir Halacha that the Rivash is actually correct against Tosfos, and that mistama is the Shittas of Shulchan Aruch. So the Bir Halacha assumes this way, take a whole new twist, a whole new reading of the Shulchan Aruch. In terms of reading the Shulchan Aruch, it's gewaldig. It reads Mamash smooth. Mamash has a charm in the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to give Doch Terutzim of Hacham and Maeskinans. You don't have to say Shulchan Aruch disagrees with other statements of Shulchan Aruch. Everything is Mamash gewaldig. Assuming that the Rivash is correct. So that's what the Bir Halacha is convincing you, trying to convince you. So that is in fact the Halacha. The Halacha really follows the Rivash. That cutting the hair, cutting the nails would be a deraisa. So the question is, where does this take us now? You spent the last 2 days trying to figure out whether cutting hair or cutting nails is a deraisa or a derabanan. At the end of the day, does it make much of a difference? It's also anyway. It's Chil Shabbos anyway. Deraisa, derabanan doesn't make a difference. So it does make potentially a very, very serious difference. And the Mamash, a real shayla, Halacha is a fairly common shayla. It concerns cutting of nails. Obviously, under normal circumstances, nobody is cutting their nails on Shabbos. But every once in a while, we run into a dilemma in Halacha, where we very much want a person to cut their nails, but it happens to be Shabbos, and therefore we don't want them to cut their nails, and what possible options are available for us. Who would we want to cut their nails? A woman before she goes to the mikvah. We know that there's an age-old practice that before a woman goes to the mikvah, she's supposed to cut her nails. This custom, this practice is recorded already in the Gedolei HaRishonim. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, so it's something that should be encouraged. It should be followed. Where did this custom come from? Where did this Minhag HaRishonim come from to cut the nails? So it's a combination of a few different factors. One is based on a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Mikvos, where the Mishnah speaks about possible chatzitza problems. If you have long nails, if you have dirt under the nail, so the dirt may be considered to be a davar hachotzeis. Depending on where the dirt is it under the nail, connected to the bosser, or not connected to the bosser, different nuances. At what point do we say the dirt is considered to be a chatzitza? So if you take a look at the seventh of the Maran Kovas of the Shulchan Aruch, so Shulchan Aruch says, "Soa shetachat tziporim, shelo connected to the bosser chotzeis, connected to the bosser eino chotzeis." If you have dirt, like dirt underneath the nail, if it's shalom kinegan abosa, that means it's the nail is protruding past the edge of the finger. So any dirt at that point is considered to be a chotzeitz. Kinegan abosa, if it's still if it's under the nail, but it's under the part of the nail that's kinegan abosa, that's still under the finger. So technically, it's a chotzeitz. If you have something like dough, which is much thicker, much dirtier, something that people really care about, so any place on the nail is going to be chalzeitz. The ezush lo kedagan abasa. How do you know what's considered to be the nail that's chalzeitz? Yeah, shatziburn olbithal abasa. When the nail protrudes past the skin. So again, these are technical details. What is considered to be chalzeitz and what's not? Comes the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim. Ulefish einan yichos lechaven manduka kedagan abasa shlo kedagdo. Since it's hard to sometimes tell whether the davar chalzeitz is really a problem, whether it's in the right place or the wrong place. Nagu anoshim litol sipanem b'shas tevila. Therefore, the women have accepted upon themselves this practice to cut the nails before going to the mikvah. We don't want to get involved in any of these kinds of shilas. So that's one of the reasons why the age of the Rishonim is that women cut the nails before going to the mikvah. There's another reason we'll talk a little bit about tomorrow. That's going to become this problem. If a woman's going to the mikvah Friday night, obviously she's supposed to cut her nails before she goes, before Shabbat starts. She forgot. She comes to the mikvah Friday night, forgot to cut her nails. The question is, what options are available to her? So part of that discussion is going to revolve around the question, are we dealing with the deraisa or dealing with the derabanan? If we're dealing with the derabanan, then we the wheels may start to turn. If we're Yaakov, maybe we're going to cut them far away. We have to start to think of aces. If we're dealing with the deraisa, then we have a much more serious problem. Hopefully, that's from tomorrow. We'll try to apply all the things that we learned in the last 2 days to just think of cutting the nails in the mikvah Friday night. If we're going to have the shit tomorrow and spend the noshi on Friday, I think next week we'll take off. I think
yeah, there's a chip in.